It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in to join the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So my wife caught me the other day. I was in the bathroom, and I was just, you know, trying to take care of business, you know, put on some deodorant. I want to smell fresh and smell clean. She's like, "What the heck are you doing?" I was like, "Putting on deodorant. I mean, is there a problem with that?" And she's like, "Whose deodorant are you using?" And for some reason, I don't know what's been going on, but like my pits have been irritated just lately because I've been doing so much boxing. Maybe that's what it is, you know, because I'm just like really working out hard. Yeah. Hey, sorry, I'm sharing my real life over here.
No, I get it. It's just like still kind of gross.
Okay, cool. I didn't say my butt cheeks though. So I'm doing this and I'm like, oh, well, her deodorant, the secret deodorant, smells so good. It's like flowery, but it's really like soft on my skin. So I start using it, and she's like, no. She made me, like, go buy my own. I'm like, what a waste of money that crap is. And then when it comes to shampoo, I don't have hair in my head, but I do have a glorious beard. I'm trying to grow it out and keep it looking sexy and nice and straight. So once or twice a week, I'll use shampoo and I'll use conditioner. And then she's like, have you been using my shampoo? I'm like, yeah, I've been using your shampoo. Yeah, I've been using your conditioner. And she's getting mad at me for doing that. Don't you share anything with your significant others?
I mean, I will if they, like, want to. I mean, I've definitely, like, taken showers at his place, like, to get ready to, like, go out or something.
Yeah.
And I've borrowed, like, his body wash or, like, his shampoo or something. So I don't care about that. The deodorant is just, like, a little bit more gross because I don't have hairy armpits. And so, like, I don't want hair on my deodorant. But also, for some reason, your armpits gross me out way more than my boyfriend Jewel Daddy's. So
imagine that.
Wait, why are mine grosser than Jewel Daddy's?
I don't know.
Have you seen my armpits?
No, I don't need to.
I think that's normal for a girl to be more grossed out by any other guy using her stuff than her own boyfriend
right.
or husband. I mean, that would definitely not be okay with me. Sharing shampoo, I think I'd be fine with, but for sure not deodorant.
What if you were, do you ever share like bar soap?
Oh, that's even grosser. If I go to your house and I have to take a shower and you have a bar, like soap bar, I just,
yep.
I'm like skipping it.
Why not? Just don't, all you have to do,
100%
Alex.
Guys, they just take that bar soap and I know that you guys rub it in between your butt cheeks.
Yes.
That's what you do. You don't use a washcloth. You don't put it on your hand first and then wash your body. You guys just stick it directly
it's
on the spot.
It's the best when it's direct skin to soap. And what you need to do too is like lift stuff up, move it around. Like that's how you really get it clean when it's right against your body. And the thing as far as hair being on the bar soap or touching the body, like the butt cheeks or whatever, Alex, if you use like water and like do the right angle, that stuff all comes off.
Ew.
Like, you guys ever do that? That's what I do. When I have to use somebody's bar of soap at another place, I'll try to clean it off real quick. Like, I'll get the angle. If there's hair on it, you just gotta like, get
Ew.
The right angle. It'll come off. You guys never have done that.
You shouldn't definitely not be sharing bar soap.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Why not, Pork Chop? Why should you not be sharing it?
Just because of, I mean, what you said. I mean, you're putting it in places where I don't want other people's touching, you know?
But it's like it gets cleaned off though with the water. Like it's there. It's not like it's permanently logged on the bar of soap.
Bars of soap should only be used for two things. One, cutting up and making very satisfying videos.
Yeah.
And two, washing your makeup sponge. And that's it.
Why are you looking at me? Liv always shames me for my makeup sponge.
I really do shame her for her makeup sponge. It makes me gag. I'm sorry. That was involuntary. I didn't even mean to shame you right now.
No, but Alex does have some gross stuff, whether it's the sponge or the pillow, which is unrelated to that. It's just like you've got some things that need a good cleaning.
The moral of this story, stop using a bar of soap.
I totally disagree. You can let us know on Twitter, @JoeAndAlexShow.